The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design by Jonathan Wells, Ph.D. Continued. Disc 2. Chapter 4. What do molecules tell us about our ancestors? Guess what? Neither fossils nor embryos demonstrate evolutionary relationships, so modern Darwinists construct hypotheses about the past from molecular data found only in living organisms. The only way to construct an evolutionary tree from molecules and living organisms is to assume Darwinism is true and then fit the data into a branching tree pattern. Molecular studies have failed to produce a consistent evolutionary tree, and the more molecules scientists analyze, the more elusive the tree becomes. Since fossils cannot, in principle, show us relationships of ancestry and descent, and since vertebrate embryos are not most similar in their earliest stages, the descent with modification of all living things from a common ancestor cannot be inferred from the fossil or embryo evidence. If Darwinism is science, it must be based on other evidence. Since the mid-20th century, Darwinists have increasingly turned to molecular biology to supply that evidence. A 1999 booklet published by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences states, "The evidence for evolution from molecular biology is overwhelming and is growing quickly. In some cases, this molecular evidence makes it possible to go beyond the paleontological evidence. For example, it has long been postulated that whales descended from land mammals that had returned to the sea. Recent genetic comparisons have confirmed this relationship." Ernst Haeckel coined the word phylogeny to refer to the evolutionary history of a group of organisms. If evolutionary relationships are inferred from comparisons of molecules, DNA, RNA, or proteins, the resulting pattern is called a molecular phylogeny. According to Douglas J. Futuyama's 2005 college textbook, Evolution, molecular phylogenies support many of the relationships that have long been postulated from morphological, i.e. anatomical, data. These two data sets are entirely independent, so their correspondence justifies confidence that the relationships are real. Yet there are serious inconsistencies between the molecular and morphological evidence. There are even serious inconsistencies between different analyses of the molecular data. Far from solving Darwinism's problems with the evidence, molecular phylogeny has aggravated them. Molecular phylogeny. Since we can't travel back in time, all hypotheses about past evolutionary relationships are inferred by comparing similarities and differences among organisms. With fossils, we're comparing things that lived in the past.